everyone. It's Scarlett Stone here on my podcast show, Scarlett Talks. And I'm lucky enough to be joined by the lovely Bobby Starr. Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for being here.
It's my pleasure.
And who else are you joined by?
Little Miss Nora. She's somewhere around here.
She's very cute. And we're also joined by...
Me.
Dick.
That's right.
Hi.
Get to work.
Okay, so you are one of my favorite adult stars. I've seen a lot of your films.
Oh, because I gave them to you.
Yeah. But I love Spit, Occupy My Ass, all of those. But what I respect, I think, the most about you is that you are not only an actress, but you're a producer and you're a director, specifically at kink.com. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to talk about that position, that sort of authority that you've cultivated there. I know that you work on different sites. Like you work with Men in Pain,
right? And now and called Divine Bitches.
Divine Bitches. And could you tell us like the other show or the other?
Oh, sure.
Things
so,
you work for.
I co-run an umbrella of websites at kink.com called The Kink Bitches. And The Kink Bitches is basically like a hub of all of the femdom sites. So the femdom sites at the company are Divine Bitches, which is our boy-girl femdom site, Whipped Ass, which is kind of like our flagship girl-girl femdom site or lesdom site. And then we launched Foot Worship. And then the site that I rebranded was once called wiredpussy.com and is now called electrosluts.com.
Oh, okay. See, I actually thought that Wired Pussy and Electrosluts were like two separate things, but it's same, now a different title.
Yeah. So it's basically was a rebranding of a site that we had. And now if you purchase Electrosluts, you get Wired Pussy for free. If you purchase Wired Pussy, you get Electrosluts for free.
Now, who comes up with the names of these sites? Like, I wanna either know who that is or get that job.
Well, we do. If we launch a website, then it's part of our like creative position to come up with the title. So, Electrosluts specifically, Matrice Madeline, who's my partner for Kink Bitches, she and I just sat down and brainstormed every possible electro sex word we could think of, female word we could think of, and so on and so forth until we came up with electro sluts. And we're like, that's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, it's great.
So the company bought it, and now it's a porn site.
And so when you're actually on set, how do you create a happy medium between being an actress on set and also being behind the scenes?
Well... I guess for the most part, I am behind the scenes. If I perform for Electro Sluts, it only happens maybe once a month, tops. Most of the time, it's once every other month. But the balance pretty much comes with when the camera's rolling, I am a character.
Yeah.
And when the camera's not rolling, I am the director. I'm also the manager of my crew. I'm also looking out for the well-being of my models. I'm also thinking what my next bondage position is going to be, what my next electricity setup is going to be, and so
on. That must be
so,
I mean, it's overwhelming. I would imagine it would just be so tough. You're on set, you're thinking of a million things at once.
Which is why I don't perform on camera that often.
It's like the last thing you want to think about is performing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. And then once the camera's rolling, I'm like, oh, I'm supposed to do something now. I'm supposed to think of clever things to say.
Yeah.
Clever ways to call this girl a dirty whore.
I mean, and that in itself takes some sort of practice, some sort of teaching. But which I was curious about, like, in order to use electricity and like different kind of TENS units, did you have to do some sort of course to see like what's safe, what isn't?
No, I...
Or how do you...
Got a lot of my education just being on set.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same way I got a lot of my bondage education, was being in the implements and having someone explain to me how they're working. Also... being on the other end when I started to dom and somebody had, you know, explaining like, this is the way you turn it on, and this is how you can put it on her body, and do not put the pads on this part of her body and on that part of her body, because you could potentially give her a heart attack.
Yeah. Have you ever, you know, like kind of fucked up and then really hurt someone, left them with burns or with marks?
Some of our toys do malfunction every once in a while, which can give like slight electrical burns, but nothing that won't go away by the end of the day.
Yeah.
But no, I haven't, knock on wood, yet hurt anybody. But I'm also like extraordinarily cautious of it. And if I see, like, if I have a dom who, most of the time I set all the electricity up off camera, so there is no problem with, there is no potential problem with the way the equipment's set up on the girl. But when I do trust the dom to be able to do it on camera, I'm literally sitting there, like, making sure that she doesn't cross the wires across her heart.
Or, yeah, that's so
put
frightening.
Put them on her face or something like that. So, and yeah, I do, like, occasionally have to call hold. I, like, wait until there's a moment, and then I'll call hold, and I'll be like, oh, let's switch these, you know? And the dom's usually embarrassed, because it's hard to think about setting the equipment up correctly when
you have to like perform as a dom. Yeah. I can't even imagine. I mean, and I, whenever I watch it, I always notice that the actual, what are they called? The, electro like things that are placed.
Yeah. Like the E-stim pads.
Yeah. Or... yeah. They're usually placed like on the inner thighs. I feel like I see that so often.
Yeah, I mean, we tend to place them in like sexual areas. So like
quote sexual areas. Look in the dictionary.
Yeah, exactly. Use your imagination.
Yeah. So like when an E-stim pad is used, like if you go to the chiropractor and they use E-stim pads on you, they're gonna be like on certain nerve endings or on certain muscles or something like that, but that's not really what I'm doing. And we're also turning the boxes up way higher than your chiropractor would ever turn them up.
Yeah.
And and so, yeah, I put them on places where, because we're not only creating content. So there's like the content at kink.com is really different compared to what is made in the rest of the industry. Because we are creating porn, but we're creating an incredibly small niche of porn. And when you advertise it, you have to show that niche in like the photos and, and all the marketing material.
Absolutely.
So when I have my photographer taking photos, I need to make sure that I see vagina and, you know, tits and face.
You have to get it like all in there.
Yeah.
In that one shot.
And the bondage.
Yeah.
And all the electricity. So like the electricity is usually set up really close to her vagina.
Yeah.
Or like on her nipples or aside from her nipples or,
you know, I actually put like one of those E-stim pads on my nipple one time and it really fucking hurt.
Yeah. It feels like pins and needles.
It does. And I can understand how some people would really enjoy it, but personally, I was just like, this is not very comfortable. And Dick, I know you tried it. I know you loved it.
No. Oh. I go to my chiropractor though. And every time I go to my chiropractor and she puts them on my back and stuff, I lie there and I think to myself like this I can't imagine having this on my inner thigh. I'm sorry.
I would or the most sensitive spot ever. Yeah. Like that's where it's placed. And it stings. It kind of burns a little.
Try getting a tattoo under here.
Yeah. I've had girls say, you know, because I always give every model that subs for electro sluts, they have to fill out a questionnaire that has, it's like 2 pages of things I need to know.
And do's and don'ts.
Do's and don'ts.
Any like prior medical conditions.
Right.
Yeah.
Medical conditions, heart conditions. Oh, but then also, like, have you ever had any electricity experience before? And, most of the time I get girls that say, yeah, at the doctor, at the chiropractor.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of, at least they're walking in with some reference because then I can say, okay, so what did it feel like? Oh, it felt like heat on my back or it felt like pins and needles. And I'm like, cool. That's what it feels like when the box is on 10 and the box goes up to 99.
So what is it? Yeah. Like when it's at 99, when it's at the highest, like obviously it feels like pins and needles, but is it so, is it so painful that it's like you just can't take it, or what does it feel like?
Some
exactly?
people can't take it. I mean, electrosex is incredibly psychological compared to your standard BDSM.
How so?
Because when somebody's whipping you, or somebody's caning you or spanking you, it's like you see the object like coming towards your body. Even if you're blindfolded, you can conceptually understand that there's an object that's going to come towards my body. It's going to impact with my body. It's
law
going
of physics.
To hurt.
Yeah. It's yeah. like you, yeah,
and
absolutely.
Then it's going to leave a mark.
Yeah.
And then with electrosex, it's like there is no object. There is this box with a wire that's connected to these pads. There's no, like, you can't see the force. You can see maybe somebody turning a knob, but it's like really confusing.
Yeah, there's no real concept of the actual level that's right. that's being
and then the
upon
box
you.
Has like 12 different settings. So the most common setting that I use is waves, where it's like, you know, it's exactly that. It's, you feel this level and then it goes to the peak of the wave and it's at a higher level and then it comes back down and so on and so forth. So that's a very easy setting for most girls to handle, because I can tell them when it's that top of the wave, it's going to suck. But if you can if you can get through the top of the wave, yeah. it's going to go back down.
That's,
and then you'll have like this bottom
that's
point.
Exactly. That's my down. Chiropractor does. Because this wave thing, you go up high and you go, ooh. Then you eventually yeah. get used to the whole thing and it feels really good.
Well, and that's another thing with electrosex is your body gets used to the sensation. Your body starts to like basically adapt to the feeling of pain
right.
that it's receiving, because it's so constant.
And so then that's when you can start turning it up when
yeah.
it gets.
So
yeah.
if I've got a girl who's really tough, like I've shot Skin Diamond tons
Ooh,
of times.
I love her.
Yeah. She's really a fantastic model. Yeah. She's incredibly tough. I mean, this is a girl who like accidentally burnt her back. Like she was in a really bad
Oh,
accident,
I had no idea.
And she like wow. scarred her back. So she has like a really incredible pain tolerance.
Yeah.
And loves to be subbed.
And loves the feeling of pain. So when I work with her, like I have to be really careful to not turn it up all the way right
you,
away.
Because you might, yeah. Because you might hurt her also. Well, actually, maybe not, because
it won't hurt
her. It sounds
her,
like she can just take
but
it.
But she'll just take it and that won't be very exciting.
Yeah.
So like I have to kind of keep it at this part where she can handle it, and then like I'll spike it and then bring it back down and so on and so forth. But every model is different. Some models can only take it up to 10 and some models can take the box all the way up to 99.
And I've also seen some that oh there's Nora.
Nora.
Oh hi baby girl.
You
Nora is
the
probably the most beautiful girl we've ever had here in the Julie Lynn Lair. Just saying.
Ooh, you're gonna piss
order.
Off a few
no.
girls.
Have you ever brought Nora onto set with you at all?
Yeah.
I'm so curious. Like Nora, I bet everyone would just fall in love with her at Kink.
Nora's actually my service dog, so she goes everywhere with me.
Oh, she's licking my foot.
See, wonderful service dog.
Foot worship.
It's a new website right here.
Yeah, right here.
We already own that website.
Dogs licking women's feet? I don't
I'm
know
sure
about that.
I'm sure we can dress up a girl as a dog.
Yeah, yeah. Skin
oh,
would be
or a guy.
Skin would look good as a cocker spaniel.
So sweet. Oh. But it seems like Nora's really like enhanced your personal life as well.
Yeah, Nora's been great. You know, I've wanted a dog my whole life, and it was fantastic when I ended up with her, because I wasn't expecting it, and I kind of was thinking, oh, I'm not going to get a dog until I find a place to live that's appropriate for a dog.
Right.
But then she came along, and I was like, all right, got to find a fucking place that's appropriate for a dog.
Dog comes first, home comes second.
Yeah.
And has she ever walked in on you having sex, or like, does she watch you have sex?
No, I put her in her crate.
Wow. All right. Because my dog has definitely been there, and I don't realize till after when he's like laying on the floor. Or
oh, wait,
like,
that's not true. She did. She did in Mexico a week ago. Because I didn't have her crate in the tent.
And you're all like,
But she just slept.
You're like, ooh, like, muy caliente. Speaking Spanish.
Oh, you're horrible.
¿Dónde está?
But it was in Mexico, so it's okay, right?
What was that? ¿Dónde está?
¿Quién es más macho?
Oh, my God.
Get back to Electro Sluts.
Okay, can I ask sorry. A I'm has sorry. Has any girl I love ever wimped
out? Has any girl ever wimped out in the middle of the whole thing? Just so I can't do this anymore.
Crying, oh, yeah. crying, and like screaming that well, they no, want to leave. Have
girls that cry pretty much every shoot because of the
that's what you want.
Yeah, and
actually,
I mean, that
is what I'm looking for.
Yeah, because that obviously makes for like a great shoot.
Yeah, and it's because of the psychological aspect of electro sex, it's like so it's so confusing that the girl just doesn't know what to do other than cry.
Yeah,
which I explain that to most girls beforehand so they know what they're getting into. But I have had girls who either wimp out mid-scene, so they're kind of like, so okay, what, I thought that you, I could do this, do but I can't.
What do you even do with that scene? Do you just sort of cut it and then you do something else?
Well, this website is, one scene is four bondage positions. One movie is four bondage positions. So I will cut that up into four separate updates and then release them slowly. So it's kind of, if I have a girl that wimps out halfway through, then I release just two bondage positions.
Yeah. Well, that sucks for her because obviously, like, she's losing that great exposure.
Yeah, I think that it's just a little overwhelming for some people. You know, there's a lot of girls that are like, I do not have an interest in experiencing electro sex at all. You know, suspend me from a 50-foot ceiling, but don't come anywhere near me with anything electricity.
Wow.
I mean, Phoenix Marie was like that before I convinced her to come on electro sluts, and then she was like, oh, okay. I mean, the thing that really convinced her was she hates being spanked, and I wanted to shoot her for...
Yeah, she recently told me that. It's, like, so funny because her butt, her ass is, like
built for spanking.
Yeah, it's, like, just waiting for a nice spank.
Yeah.
But she ended up coming.
Right. So I wanted to book her for Whipped Ass, which is our girl les dom site. And
right.
She was like, no, I don't want my ass beaten. And I was like, well, I don't have to beat your ass. I was like, but I can just book you for electro sluts and I don't have to spank you at all. And so she came and she did it and she had a great time. And I love working with her. And so it was a good scene. It was a great scene. And I did flog her ass a bit, and she hated it, and she suffered why the does entire
she,
time.
I don't but understand. It made for like, content. Why does she hate it?
I don't really know. I mean, some people just don't like certain things. You know, they don't like the sensation of it.
Yeah,
there's something about it that she doesn't like.
She's a silly little girl. She's a very interesting one. I love her
to say the least.
Yeah. All right, great. Well, thank you so much for being here. I no love problem. Talking about your position at Kink. And tell everyone who's listening, where can we follow you?
Other than BobbyStar.com, which is the best way to see all things Bobby Star. I am on Twitter, of course. Also, I'm all over JulieLand.com. I direct for Evil Angel as well. I direct for Kink. And what else do I do?
That's about it that we can think of.
Yeah.
It's good.
If I know that Amazon wishlists are a little passe, but if anybody wants to buy me anything, they're more than welcome. I will gladly take their gifts.
Yeah. I actually saw yours the other day, and there's a cute pair of shoes on there, just saying.
Okay.
So
there are a cute pair of shoes.
Yeah.
I would love someone to buy those shoes for me. There's also some books that I'd really like to own.
I think you need to update that list.
I do need to update that. There's a couple records.
You're on there. You asked.
I need to make
on the, you asked for an iPad 1. We're up to iPad 4.
So. No, it's not an iPad. It's like a MacBook something.
Oh my God.
I'm asking for a G5.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And Dick, really quickly, where can we follow you?
Nowhere.
Okay.
Well, my heart.
Well, you can follow me and you can see my tweets to Richard at Scarlett_Stone at Twitter. And I will talk to you guys soon. Bye.